Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. John's the author of the best-selling MacArthur New Testament commentary series. Well, now a passage from Matthew chapter 6. We call it the Lord's Prayer. It records Jesus teaching his disciples how to pray. Well, it's common to hear Christians recite that prayer word for word during a church service or some other setting. John, was that what Jesus had in mind? You know, reciting the prayer verbatim?
Well, hardly, Denny. In fact, that is the opposite of what our Lord had in mind. It's fine to memorize Scripture, and it's certainly fine to memorize the disciples' prayer, or the Lord's Prayer, as it's more commonly called. The reason you would memorize it was not so that you could repeat it. Doesn't Jesus say in the same passage to avoid endless repetition of sort of mechanical prayers? Of course he does. But the reason you might want to memorize this one is because our Lord gave the disciples not a prayer to pray, but a framework for every prayer. When you dig deeply into this prayer, you find that every element of it becomes the platform on which you pray in a whole dimension. You start with the kingdom, the glory of the Lord. You work your way down to our needs and our sins and all of that. It's a framework for praying. And when you dig into Matthew chapter 6 or Luke's version of the prayer, you begin to learn that the prayer itself expands immediately to comprehensively cover all realms of prayer. That's what you want to memorize the prayer for, so that you can pray your way through the structure, expanding and personalizing your prayer.
This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. For more in-depth teaching from Matthew's Gospel, just go to MacArthurCommentaries.com.